Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Good. So this morning, the instructions progress to the third foundation of mindfulness. From body and breathing to feeling tone, Vedana yesterday. And today, mindfulness of mind, or mindfulness of heart-mind. This foundation can be thought of, this realm of awareness can be thought of as the overall atmosphere, the mood, the tint of the film, the feeling of the music, of the soundtrack of our internal life, the attitude of mind. There's a story in the Buddha's teachings about a magician. And then Bhikkhu Nyanananda expounds on that. It's about a magician who offers performances, enraptures, enchants the audience, and how it's so easy to get pulled into the show. But once you take side stage and watch how the magician sets up their act, see all the little sleights of hand, all the little tricks, poof, no more magic. A kind of dispassion arises, a lack of interest in all the machinations of the show. And that kind of dispassion, that kind of clarity, is one example of an attitude of mind, an attitude of the heart. Oh, not sucked in anymore, not drawn in, not enchanted with all of the flurry of thinking, transient emotion, transient thought. So more specifically, I'll read from Majjhima Nikaya 10. This is the foundations of mindfulness about the third foundation, the Buddha's words. These are the sorts of things you might notice. And notice that it's the Buddha talking about this. So this has been happening to human minds for millennia. Again, nothing to take personally, these weather systems. When a practitioner understands a mind with greed as a mind with greed, and a mind without greed as a mind without greed, it's when they understand a mind with hate as a mind with hate, and a mind without hate as without hate. The same goes for delusion. A practitioner knows contracted mind, as constricted or contracted mind. They know dullness or scattered as dullness or scattered. And they know expansive mind as expansive mind, spacious as spacious. They know immersed mind, a mind immersed in samadhi and concentration, as immersed mind. And a freed mind as freed mind. So the instruction here is not to try to make anything happen or necessarily make anything go away, but through the magic of mindfulness, just notice. What is the general disposition, the general weather atmosphere of this mind, this heart. The core of Buddhist practice is how we relate to experience. All of it can be learning, and it's helpful to appreciate the absences of constriction or flurry when they arise. Soak in them, steep in them. Allow your system to be healed by these tiny little moments. They add up. They add up. Interest, curiosity is really helpful in noticing the general attitude of mind. There can be a leaning in curiosity, a craving curiosity. And that's not so helpful if not seen, when it's simply just fine to see it. Then it's more information, more food for awakening. And then there's a receptive interest. Oh, immersed mind. Contracted mind. Spacious. Just feeling into it. So if you haven't already, the invitation is to settle in and turn the attention inwards. And notice, aware, are we aware? Am I aware? What's obvious in this moment? Noticing the posture of the body. And inviting, may this body relax. Maybe a longer out-breath. Riding the out-breath. Settling. And then allowing the breathing to be natural. And expanding the scope of awareness. May this heart and mind relax. And then perhaps dropping in some questions. Vipassana koans. Not to be answered in words necessarily, but by the emergent experience of the moment. What's the quality, the atmosphere of awareness in this moment? Perhaps the spaciousness of hearing distant sounds. the settledness of deep embodiment. Perhaps active or activated or calm and settled. Notice, receive, allow. When the mind wanders, noticing, aware of wandering. From time to time, meeting this moment's experience with an open interest. What's this moment like? Allowing. Receiving. Practice in silence for a while. If this open interest feels unsteady, please feel free to shift to whatever anchor of attention feels best for you. And then open up again if and when you're ready. This, just this. A few brief words about this third foundation. The attitude or inclination of mind can filter or color every dimension of practice, every dimension of life. So it's helpful every now and then to take an internal step back and just notice. What's the relationship to this? What's the attitude, inclination within? And as we've been talking about, as these days have unfolded, one of the most helpful attitudes is kindness, care, compassion. When possible. And of course, it's not always possible. So then, the art is to take another step back and notice how the heart and mind are relating to that. And you can keep doing this mental step back, larger and larger, more and more inclusive. Notice the quality, the tone of the observation itself. For example, sometimes there can be pain and joy or compassion simultaneously arising. The joy of clear seeing. And there's the dispassionate, wise, spacious sense of sati, immersion in awareness, that shades into sampajana, awareness of full context, that can shade into wisdom of what's arising right now. So just notice, there's no wrong answer in mindfulness. No wrong answer. And this is from the Dhammapada, very famous verse called Dichotomies. All experience is created by mind, led by mind, made by mind. Speak or act with a corrupted mind, and suffering follows like the hoof of an ox is followed by a wagon wheel. All experience is created by mind, led by mind, made by mind. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness follows like a never-departing shadow. So just to notice the difference, the same exact experience can be pleasant or unpleasant or neither, dependent on how the mind observes it. The same exact experience can be incredibly painful or freeing, depending on how the mind observes it. So just notice and trust. This observation itself is the process of the refinement, of the awakening process, of the healing. So thank you for your kind attention to that.